Trinity.
Professor J.V. Thurrock.
Mr. Peters of Kent got $3,790 lucky. Mr. Griffiths of Dorset got $123 lucky. Mr. Bailey of Essex got $1,940 lucky. You want to get lucky? You want to be a millionaire? Enter the Canadian Lottery.
Lotto 649.
Twice a week in Canada, you vote for a minimum of 1 million tax-free dollars. You can get your chance at that money by picking six numbers between 1 and 49, then mailing those numbers
along with £15 to Bet Canada,
Box 5555, Vancouver, Canada. Your numbers will be entered in 13 consecutive draws, and if you get lucky, you'll get rich.
Six numbers and
Caroline for winners.
I see a house! A house, no! A lonely house! Those man, you'll go! Seven rooms!
That's right!
Seven rooms of gloom! I live in the internet without your tenderness! You took the pain!
Caroline 558, 14 away from 4 now if you're watching the time. You probably aren't really being on holiday today. And you're by the seaside? Well, so are we. Here's Glenn Goldsmith now.
Next to me,
my head is dreaming.
Say I'm not dreaming.
dirty desire. But I just can't believe it. I don't know just what to do.
Everybody who wrote in and wishes happy birthday. Very nice. I'll be open for me tonight. Although I think we're having it after dinner tonight, a ceremonious sort of cutting of the cake. Here's Joe Jackson now on Caroline 558.
But if there's
Caroline 558 now, just 3 minutes before 4 o'clock, and taking us towards that time, here's Ian Dury.
Although you think I'm sleeping, as you get set to leave, I can see your shadow packing from underneath my sleeve. I swore I'd never live without your constant company. Tomorrow's empty bedroom would be the death of me.
Times you tried to tell me today was not our day. Will you see me in a fury? Or begging you to stay? When you told me there was someone else, self-pity filled my mind. And mocking my assurance, and leaving sense behind. I'll keep the changes to myself, no chance that you'll respond. So clear was my reflection, I couldn't see beyond. And now you'll go, and maybe so, I'll always be the same. Well, thanks for looking in on me, I'm really glad you came. Both sets of keys on the dresser, and only one pair of shoes on the floor. Of the cases on top of the cupboard, there's two where there used to be four. Some sizable gaps in the bathroom, and your presence is felt all the more.
On 558 kilohertz, this is Radio Caroline.
There are places I remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their friends I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life I've loved them all. But of all these friends memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life I love you more. That went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my life, I love you more.
Thank you.
It's very nearly 8 minutes after 4 o'clock. It's Paul Graham with you for the final hour now till 5 o'clock. And we've got the news, of course, and I think it's Chris Kennedy there to take you through to the 9 o'clock. Here's the Communards now. 9558. We'll say hello this afternoon to Audrey. She lives in Wixton in Leicestershire, a place I know pretty well.
Last weekend, in a hotel in Amsterdam, a double pneumonia in a single room, and the sickest joke was the price of medicine. I'm laughing at it now, may I please laugh along with me?
You can stand taking a shot at $1 million. Here's what you do. Enter the Canadian Lottery, Lotto 649. It's easy to play. Pick six numbers between 1 and 49, then mail those numbers, along with £15, to Bet Canada, Box 5555, Vancouver, Canada. Your numbers will be entered in 13 consecutive Lotto 649 draws for at least $1 million.
Pick six numbers and pick on
Caroline for winners.
Thank you.
89.558. Let's go back now to 1965. Do you remember this one from the Hollies? Caroline 558, 25 minutes after 4 o'clock. Don't forget at 5 this evening is Chris Kennedy after the Newsweek International News. There's the Hooters now.
Chasing a dream, yeah. But Johnny, my friend,
Hey, look at the weather. Just before 4:30, drivers get spells, some patchy or patchy fact, or even patchy fog. How's that? Minimum temperature tonight, 3 degrees. Wind is east, northeast. Light to see a slight, and visibility is moderate for you. Understood that? Well, you're a better man than me. Is Nick Hayward now?
Society where no one belongs.
Hey!
You see, we're all speaking in different languages. Some in the C and some in the B and some in the Z and some in your head.
Hey!
They're coming away with all kinds of directions.
I know that.
9558, now 21 from 5 o'clock. So just 21 minutes left with me. The news at 5, and then, of course, the afternoon, or the evening, should we say, with Chris Kennedy till 9 o'clock. Here's an excess now.
Hello.
5'8", at 16 now before 5. Let's go back nearly 20 years with this one. These are the Lads of Temptations and Psychedelic Shack.
You can have
line 5587 now before 5. That's it from me. Back with you tomorrow, Easter Monday. We're going to have a bit of a good evening tonight with some birthday cake, etc. Stand by, Chris Kennedy is up after the news. Yes, here's music from Robert Palmer.
95.8 kilohertz. This is Radio Caroline.
Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
Good afternoon, it's 5 o'clock. In the Gulf War, Iraq has claimed to have launched an airborne strike against two oil refineries in Iran, one at Isfahan and the other at Tabriz. However, the Iranians say that the bombs landed in residential areas and at least five people were killed. The attack has ended a three-day lull in what has become known as the War of the Cities.
The Israeli Defense Minister, Mr. Yitzhak Rabin, has said that soldiers in the occupied Gaza Strip area have initiated clashes with Palestinians. He said the offensive is to ensure calm by suppressing demonstrations with a view to crushing the 16-week-old Arab uprising in the occupied territories. This new move has come as U.S. Secretary of State George Shultz arrived in Israel to continue with his peace plan. Striking P&O ferry crews at Dover have followed a recommendation by the National Union of Seamen and rejected the company's latest offer. At a mass meeting in Dover, the crews voted to continue their nine-week-old strike against the introduction of new work rosters. The chairman of P&O European Ferries, Mr. Graham Dunlop, is said to be disappointed at the outcome. A mother who killed her two children has been found drowned in a pond. The woman's husband found her stabbing their daughter whilst their son lay strangled nearby. Mrs. Linda Mockford, aged 34, then ran off and her body was discovered by police not far from her home, a village near Tame in Oxfordshire. And finally, delegates at the National Union of Teachers Conference in Scarborough have voted against further strike action. They backed the executive's recommendation for moderation in the union's fight against the government over conditions. For Caroline 558, I'm James Day.
That was Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek, the international news magazine.
Every time I'm here with you, I remember how it
Very good afternoon to you. It's coming up to 6 minutes after 5 o'clock on this bank holiday Sunday afternoon from Caroline 558. I'm Chris Kennedy, playing your favourites all the way through till nine. And as if you didn't know, we're 24 years old today. Most of us don't feel a day over 50.
Well, I'm mad about 14. Our 14's mad about me.
It's 15 minutes past 5 o'clock.
Samuel of Suffolk got $1,533 lucky.
Mr. King of Merseyside got $124 lucky.
Mr. Brown of Norfolk got $2,098 lucky. You want to get lucky? You want to be a millionaire? Enter the Canadian Lottery.
Lotto 649. For a minimum of $1 million tax-free dollars. You can get your chance at that money by picking six numbers between 1 and 49 and mailing those numbers along with £15 to Bet Canada, Box 5555, Vancouver, Canada. Your numbers will be entered in 13 consecutive draws, and if you get lucky, you'll get rich. Caroline for winners. talk is all very fine. The thing is kind of get a little frustrating.
The owner of a lonely heart.
Here's Yes on Caroline. 558-21 after 5.
You are the move you make. Take your chances, win or lose.
Sun is certainly shining on us out here in the North Sea. We're going to take a wistful backward glance now at the 1970s and the company of Paul McCartney and Wings. Let them in on Caroline 558. Weather word coming up and a couple of marks. Time, stand by for that.
Someone knocking at the door. Somebody ringing a bell.
6 o'clock in Caroline 558. Tonight's weather, we're dry with clear spells. However, expect some patchy fog in places. Minimum temperature of 3 degrees. Winds are east-northeasterly and light. State of sea to South Falls is slight. And visibility from the Ross Revenge this Sunday evening is moderate. Here's Aswad now. Whatever you do, don't turn around. This one is called Run Away, and it's bound to be a hit.
Run, run away, run away, run away to the country.
6 o'clock.
It's one of the five largest lotteries in the world.
On Wednesday, the 23rd of March, Lotto 649 made multi-millionaires of four people. Their share of the $14 million plus jackpot came to $3,551,710 each. 23 second prize for the third scored $91,540. And the third prize made 883 people $1,823 the richer. On Saturday, the 26th of March, nobody won the first prize, so over $1 million was added to the next Lotto jackpot. Six second prize winners had scooped $170,125. Shared the third prize, each receiving $3,717. You'd look good as a millionaire. Enter Lotto 649 today.
Go out and find yourself a new bed thing. Girl,
minutes before 6 o'clock on a Sunday evening from Caroline 558. If you'd like to drop us a line, feel absolutely free. We'd love to hear from you out here in the North Sea. The mailing address is Radio Caroline, New York, 11518 in the USA. That's Radio Caroline, New York, 11518 in the United States of America. You're sharp and newer now and change your mind.
Your decision.